Well, that's what Jesus is addressing in today's gospel lesson. This text comes right after Matthew's version of the parable of the lost sheep. You know how the good shepherd leaves the 99 in pursuit of that one lost sheep and brings them home, and all rejoice over it. Well, of course, that was June Cleaver's role. She made sure she brought her little lost sheep home. But here in this text, Jesus is trying to say, reconciliation is an important part of the life of a congregation. It's very important that there be a way for people to be back in relationship to each other. And so he gives some advice when there has been some kind of conflict, some kind of dispute. He says, let the two parties in the dispute come together one-on-one, nobody else present, and talk it through. Don't just shove it inside and pretend that it didn't happen and let it fester. Get it out and try to reason with each other. One-on-one, there is a lot less chance of each other being shamed or blamed by the other. And even if they are, they're the only two hearing it. It's not public. It's not done to embarrass them in front of others. And Jesus said, well, if that doesn't work, next you could bring one or two other people into a little meeting and let them mediate. Let them try to show each side what the other side feels. Not only are they called to help to get them back together, but also to bear witness to what actually happens at the meeting, should that be necessary to have a witness. And then Jesus said, and if that doesn't bring about reconciliation, we'll bring the matter before the congregation. Let the congregation pray about this, talk about this, and try to figure out a solution. And if there's still no solution, then, and only then, you can let the person who's either the offender or the offended leave. Let them be as a Gentile or a tax collector. Well, what does that mean? Well, we know that the Jewish community had a separate belief system from the Gentiles. And we know that the tax collectors, even though they were also Jewish, seemed to be more Gentile-like than Jewish. And so basically Jesus is saying, let them live as people outside the community. In a sense, by their own choice, because they refused to be reconciled. But keep in mind that Jesus dined with Gentiles and tax collectors. He healed the Gentiles. He loved Gentiles and tax collectors. And ultimately, he died for them, just as he died for us. And then Jesus goes into a few other verses that are often taken out of context or misused. He says, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Truly I tell you, if two of you agree on earth about anything you ask, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them. This gets very tricky. Certainly, we have been in a group of people praying for someone to get well or for something to be resolved or from some guidance we lack. And it seems like we don't get it. So what does Jesus mean, saying, well, if you agree, it will be done for you? Where two or three are gathered, I'm there. Well, Jesus is always there. But Jesus is not referring to just any kind of prayer here. We need to keep this in context. And what Jesus is saying is that the church has authority and that Jesus sanctions that authority. The church has the authority to say, if this can't be worked out, we think you need to leave. But we don't want you to think that there aren't any options. You can always come back if there's a way that things can be worked out. You are always loved. You are always still a part of us. We will always care about you. So we need to keep this in context, realizing that the church does have the authority to bind and loose. But it's an authority to help and not to hurt, to protect and not harm. Sometimes it's necessary for someone to leave, for others to heal, for others to feel safe. And that's the whole point of the office of the keys, as it is called. We have the authority, but it's so that the most can be protected, the most can be kept safe, not to harm the other, but to allow them, if there can be no reconciliation, to stay as an outsider, until which time one party or the other sees things in a different way. We are called to always use this gift of Christ in a loving fashion, in a way to build up the community, and never to destroy it, never to inflict harm on the one who will be the outsider. It's for the sake of the whole, and not to abuse or cast out the one who disagrees. This text is followed by the verses where Peter asks Jesus, "Well, how many times should I forgive my neighbor? Seven times?" "Well, if you want a number, how about 77 times, or as other translations say, 70 times 7, or in other words, an unending number of times. Forgiveness should always, always be available, because that's what the church is all about. That's what Christ is all about. Jesus died on the cross so that we might be forgiven our sins and be reconciled to God. If there's anyone in your life, in your family, or in this faith community who right now is as an outsider, pray about it with others, and do all you can to let them know they are loved, that they can come home, that they can be welcomed back, if we can only find a way to work together. Amen.